through the swinging door, he knows this is it. Two men at the bar by the door. One is tall and thin with a dead, sour, wooden face. The other tall and fattish and loose-lipped with lead-gray eyes. They fan out, blocking the door. Loose-lipped smiles showing his awful yellow teeth. Now, I don't like drinking the same room with a fairy, do you, Clem? Can't say that I do, kid. They want to bat it around for a while. Kim doesn't. I don't want any trouble with you, gentlemen. Just let me buy you a drink. Kim is still talking, and his hand sweeps down to his belt and up. Smooth and casual, as if he is handing Clem a visiting card and shoots him in the stomach. Clem doubles forward, and his false teeth fly out, snapping in the air. Clem's 45, barely clear of the holster, plows a hole in the floor. Kim pivots, both hands on the gun, and shoots Cash in the hollow of the throat. The heavy slug tears through and spatters the wall with slivers of bloody bone. Cash's gun jumps back into its holster. Clem is waving around trying to recock his 45 with numb fingers. Taking his time, Kim shoots him in the forehead. Both assholes are dead before they hit the floor. Kim's arduous training has paid off in hard international currency. As Kim looks down at the two bodies crumpled there, spilling blood and brains on the floor, he experiences a rush of pure joy. Two enemies will never bother him again. Two lousy sons of bitches melted into air and powder space.